212, yeah, yeah, hey, hey.
WJQM, DeForest Madison.
Waking every morning. You are now looking at the best, the elite.
Krista and the Morning Rush.
What's going on, y'all? It's Post Malone.
When you wake up in the morning.
Can't nobody do this the way I do.
Mm-hmm. If you were to choose between Siri and mosquito bites.
Mosquito bites.
There you go.
Yeah. I used to have them, by the way.
There you go, Siri.
Thank you, Dr. Bartel.
On the station that sounds like Madtown, 93.1 Jam.
What's going on? It is Chris in the Morning Rush on your Wednesday morning on 93.1 Jams. My gosh, when I received a tornado warning alert in my car, I'm like, this needs to stop.
Why do you hate us so much, Mother Nature?
She's pissed.
Yeah, what have we done to you besides, you know, destroy the planet?
I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
I was just so, like, just praying that nothing bad would happen to any more people in the Mazomani area, and hopefully everybody's okay. I just saw that now Sauk County, they're bracing themselves with a rush of water. This is very, very scary from the dam that is going to be rushing water starting this morning throughout the afternoon. So please be careful out there.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure the dams are pretty pushed to capacity right now.
For sure.
I mean, I don't really understand how, like, hydro engineering works, but I'm assuming it takes a strain.
And that's how it goes. So, yeah. So please, you know, take care of yourselves as best as you can. Again, this is just this is not what we need, especially right before school. I mean, a lot of parents are now without their homes or out without their cars. I can't imagine the stress that they are under. Anyone that has lost their car. I don't understand why insurance doesn't cover these kind of things. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah. So I think as a rule, there should be no homework for the first week of school.
Okay,
then.
Done.
Yeah, that sounds like a fair trade-off.
Because, you know, us parents are the ones that actually end up doing the homework.
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, with all the helicopter parenting these days,
it's
like, I'll do your homework for you.
It's fine.
You're fine.
Hey, coming up, we are excited about our celebrity in the house for Electric Chair at 7:20. Also, an opportunity for you to go see Travis Scott.
Oh, yeah, we're going to be doing that today at about 9:20, so make sure you tune back in when we're going to be playing some fun games in order to get your hands on those. It's gonna be a whole lot of fun.
Hands on those.
I don't know. Whatever.
It is adorable. We are excited once again for our kickoff of Taste of Madison that's happening this Saturday. So if you have no plans, we just made them for your family. Again, this is when you get to enjoy the beautiful view of, you know, the Capitol, and a great amount of our sister stations will be out there with phenomenal acts on stage, great food, great beer, and all that fun. So we will have Ao and Teo. Rip, who we love.
Yes, of course. We're also going to have Loud Luxury, some awesome EDM music from them, and then Queen Nyjah. You might remember her as the girl that basically shut down Times Square last New Year's.
YouTube star.
Oh, yeah, no, she's incredibly talented. We're excited for her. Also, we're going to be playing a bunch of fun games up on stage as well.
And
so you guys can join us on stage at Taste.
Love it. So make sure you come on out and see us. It's going to be a great time. What did you do last night or yesterday?
Oh, gee, well, I worked out because, as you know, that's just apparently become my thing
so
now.
So did I.
Yeah,
What'd you work on?
Well, Monday was leg day, so I had to take it a little bit easy yesterday. So a lot of cardio, a lot of just sort of just like breathing and core work.
Very good.
Yeah, very. It
very
was
very proud of you, Aaron.
No, it's very, very good day. And then I went home and I probably ate and drank
good.
Like really unhealthy
so
stuff.
You put all those calories back on.
Gotta put them back on if you're gonna get rid of them.
That's okay. I had a good workout too, so thanks to my boy Hans for that. I feel good today. All right, well, get ready because Tough Love with Siri, she is coming up. She's always a treat. If you want to ask her a question, we would love for you to hit us up on any type of social media because we're all on every single thing and so much more. So stay tuned. It's coming up.
Everybody was Facebook fighting. Yeah, yeah.
Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 at Jams. We've done it again. Scoured Facebook to find people who just love to go at it with each other.
Absolutely. Find the best of the best of the Facebook cat fights, dog fights, if you will, and we read them aloud to you and then see if they could hash them out on the air.
All right, this one's a good one, especially because if you're married, you might understand, or you might not, and wish, I'm glad I'm not married, like Aaron is.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll ever get married.
Nope.
According to you. All right, so this is a threesome once again. We have Kaylee, Marley, and Jared. I'll play Kaylee. Of course, we'll read out this fight word for word, and then it'll be fun because two of them have decided to come on air, see if they can hash it out. Here we go. Hey, so does anyone know where you can get divorce papers? I'm having trouble finding them?
WTF? I don't like this at all, but you know I got your back, girl. I think you might need a lawyer to get them. Good luck, hon.
Yeah, WTF is right. What the hell is going on, Kaylee? You haven't said anything to me about it. Are you mad at me? What did I do? Seriously, just talk to me.
If you don't know what's going on, Jared, then maybe that's a reason too. I need a man who'll stand up for me, not someone who ignores me.
I didn't know I was ignoring you. I'm so sorry, baby. I promise things will be different from now on. Just give me the chance. I love you.
Of course you get another chance, Jared. You passed the test! Yay, baby! And now I know you love me, and I love you too.
What do you mean, the test?
Well, I had to know if my husband would declare his love for me in public. So don't worry, I didn't even look for divorce papers, honey.
That is so messed up. You're a total psycho for manipulating me like that. Maybe we didn't have a problem before, but we sure do now.
Oh, calm down, Jared. It's just, you know, wifey stuff.
Okay, so I know this was like kind of a setup from you, but I feel like you might need this info now, you two. You can get divorce papers from the county clerk.
Good to know, Marley. I'm so done with this.
Whatever. Okay, that was really funny, actually. So there you have it. Those is a real Facebook fight between Kaylee and Jared. These two have decided to actually come on air. Now we actually have Kaylee on the phone. Good morning, honey. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, everyone.
Oh, you're so sweet. So this little fight that you had on Facebook was quite a treat for anyone that's married. So tell us about your reasoning, though, seriously, about wanting your husband to, you know, confirm his love for you on social media.
Right.
I don't know. Like, I saw it on a bunch of my other friends' pages. It was like a joke, just something just going around Facebook. I just copied and pasted, and I thought it would be funny.
It is kind of funny.
It sounds really stressful for him, though. I mean, he's thinking his wife wants to divorce him.
Yeah.
He should know it as a joke. I love him.
Aw.
Well, yeah. Obviously, Marley didn't think, or Jared didn't think it was funny, because Jared, are you going to stay with your wife because she did this to you, or what?
Yeah, man. How do you feel about this?
Man, that's a good question.
Oh, my gosh. How long have you guys been married?
About 4 years.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Well, come on. Obviously, you guys are committed to each other.
Well, I thought we were committed to each other, but, you know, she talked about divorce papers. I know she said it was a joke, but it didn't sound like a joke to me.
Right.
So I think that might be, you know, saying something.
Oh, my gosh. It was on Facebook. It was a joke.
I mean, okay, I've just got to say this. Jared, I completely feel. I once had an ex-girlfriend message me publicly on Facebook and say, Aaron, I'm pregnant and it's yours. And my response was just like, "Okay, bye."
Yeah, right. Like, when you're reading something, you can't tell it's a joke. Like joking on the internet and on text, like it doesn't work because you can't read the tone. And you know, we've been arguing more lately, and I thought it could be real.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, here's the thing that I think the real thing about this is that when you're married, even joking about that word divorce is not funny whatsoever to a majority of people who are married. So I think that might be the biggest thorn here.
Right. She might have a self-confidence thing. You might, or he might have a self-confidence thing digging right at that, you know? It's just not cool. Just don't dig there.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to worry you or frighten you or anything like that. I'm sorry.
Aww.
That's so nice.
You're going to be okay, well, Jared.
Just the idea that you've got to, like, we got married. That's as public a declaration of love as there can be. So I don't know why putting it on Facebook all of a sudden is like a make or break thing for you.
No, well.
Oh, my God. It was a joke.
Oh, my.
Oh, so this fight's just going to continue.
Yeah. Okay, well, you know.
Good luck with your marriage.
Yeah. One of you definitely will be sleeping on the couch.
You see the love of your life, but you're too scared to talk to them. Krista and the Morning Rush help you find love. With missed connections.
It just started smelling like bacon and eggs. Did you bring bacon and eggs in here,
Shady?
Bacon
and eggs.
I don't know. I just got a very good smell of it.
Let me.
Oh, it's the delicious vape that you have?
This is supposed to be it's supposed to be strawberry creme brulee.
Oh, well, maybe that's it. I love creme brulee, by the way. Well, listen, it is time to bring it down, your lights down, and talk a little sexy and feel in the mood, because missed connections are when people are out and about and they see someone stunning, but can't open up that big fat trap of theirs called their mouth.
Right, absolutely. So they go to the internet and they write about it. We find it, we read it aloud, and hopefully, you know.
Yes.
Hopefully it's about you.
All right, well, I'll kick it off. This is a subject for women, for men. Oh my gosh, this is something I struggle with, but we'll see. It is titled, Sorry about my allergies.
Oh, boy.
I fell. Oh, by the way, we read these word for word, just you know. I fell like I owe you a magical note, to be honest. Or excuse me, magical night, to be honest. I feel bad for ruining our hookups. It just that I'm allergic to strawberries.
Oh.
And I didn't know that you had, you know, flavored condoms, that is.
Oh.
I'm sorry for running away. Yes, I did have my EpiPen, but it's just that when my face swells, I look like Rocky Dennis like one of the Goonies. Oh, I blame you a little bit for not telling me that it had strawberries, but something tells me you were thinking about something else. I am sure you felt a little disappointed when my face swelled like a big red balloon. I want to make it up to you, though. So let's meet again. I will make sure that you are the one who swells up, if you know what I mean.
Oh, jeez.
Same time and place. This time, bring regular protection or just don't at all.
Oh, come on.
Always use protection.
Don't be a fool. Wrap that tool.
Yeah. Oh. Thank you. That was awesome.
You've never heard that?
No, but I think it's funny.
Oh, yeah. It's perfect.
I like it.
Yeah,
do you have another one?
Let's see. Don't forget your raincoat.
Ah, that's a classic. You know, yes. Okay, very good.
There's all those.
Oh, the good old days.
Ah, that's a good one. So we got a men for women here. It's a, I promise I'm not angry, just passionate. Oh, boy. Hey, baby, I know we didn't exactly get off on the right foot. I guess it's better than the wrong foot. LOL. I hope you find this. We met at Kohl's on the east side. I was the guy who was yelling at the customer service person while red in the face. I hope you understand I wasn't just upset and that's not me. I mean, those buckets of trash wouldn't take my return because I clearly had damaged it. I forgive you for calling me an angry little pathetic man. I hope you can forgive me for telling you to, you know. I wouldn't have said that if I had seen how hot you are. I would love to see where those legs go. Probably Canada, right?
Oh,
get
my
it?
Gosh.
North.
Oh, my gosh.
LOL.
This guy's a
North.
Dork.
She can't help that she's popular. Open-ended advice with Krista.
It's Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. It's time for open-ended advice. This is when I put myself out there to try to help you out in any situation that you have. And today we are helping out our girl, Rebecca. Good morning, love. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Krista.
Hi, honey. So what is your problem?
Okay, so my husband and I got divorced about a month ago, and I was on Facebook recently, and I realized that he is still friends with my mom, and they are like corresponding back and forth like nothing ever happened. Huh. And I actually confronted her about this, and I told her that just out of respect for me, that she should, you know, unfriend him and should stop corresponding with him. And she disagreed with me and said that they can still have a relationship regardless of if our relationship ended. And we just started getting in an argument over this. So is she right or am I right?
Oh my gosh, girl, you're right. I would say if you had kids, that might be another thing. Maybe she just wants to communicate and see maybe the grandkids. But there's no reason. I mean, it happens. It's an unfortunate thing. And you do, you know, have a bond with your mother-in-law or father-in-law when you're with someone for quite some time. I mean, I still believe that they should remain friends and they're allowed to, but not be corresponding through social media. That out of respect for you,
right?
Because you definitely don't want your mom blabbing about personal stuff with your life, with him, which might happen, which he might actually be connecting with her still to try to find out what's going on with you. So I think your mom definitely is in the wrong. And if she can't respect your decision, then perhaps maybe you just block both of them on Facebook and you'd be done with it.
Mm.
Until she comes around. But she should understand that this is your life and this is a hard, you know, this is a hard thing to go through. So divorce. And so you just don't need any kind of connection with him right now.
Right. Yeah. I thought that us establishing this separation between he and I, that she would also respect this and, you know, do the same, especially after I explicitly asked her to do so.
And obviously you guys divorced for a reason. So
if
she wants you to be happy, this is part of making you happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, girl, I think you just sit her down and express what this really means to you. Maybe she doesn't really get it yet, but you know, I would still say she can have that relationship, but that's just because maybe you guys, you know, walk by and cross paths at one time. But if you have no kids, there's no reason to continue, really. That's my own advice.
Thank you.
Okay, honey. Thanks for calling, Rebecca.
You laugh while they scream. It's the electric chair.
Yes, it's time for the electric chair, and we are so excited to have in studio someone that we just absolutely enjoy. Makes our life a lot happier inside. Introduce yourself, because I just feel like you have that in you to do it.
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead, man.
I am Stick.
He is Stick.
I am Stick.
I am Stick.
What do you do for the station here?
I make a lot of commercials.
Yes. Yeah.
You may have heard me on Burger King. Mm-hmm. 2 for $4.
Yep. Yes.
Also, I host Club 93.1 Jams.
Yay!
You do?
From 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. Friday and Saturday. So listen to that. Welcome new students. There's a mix show for you.
Isn't that nice?
Isn't it so nice to have a mix show for the students?
And plus, you're Shady's best friend.
There we go.
I suppose.
We're homies.
That's cute. You're homies.
We're cat dads.
And we you're the only dads. One that snaps me. So thank you so much.
Oh, you're
Each
welcome.
And every night, he snaps me something fun.
I snap you sometimes.
Do you?
Yeah, sometimes.
Well, you know, I'm never on it. So I know.
I'm waiting for that snap back.
I know. I got to actually do an actual Snapchat picture back to you.
Mm-hmm.
We are on Facebook Live, so you can check out how handsome Stick is. Ladies, he is available.
He is single.
Yes. 3210931 about that.
Oh, God.
All right.
Not for long.
Shady, so, if people are just chiming in for the first time, tell them about Electric
Show. So pretty much the basis of this is I got to ask Stick a question here, and if Stick gets the question right, he gets to pick one of us to get shocked. However, if he gets the question wrong, he has to sing a song, and we get to shock him during that song. So,
Yay! So are you ready?
Are you ready for your question, Mr. Stick?
Yeah, let's do this.
All right. So, your question of the day today was discovered on Reddit.
Oh, good.
Oh, boy.
Because Reddit just is the best of the internet.
I love Reddit.
All right. So, it's a true or false question.
Okay.
Make it a little bit easier because it's a little difficult here. 10 to 13% of indexed data on the internet is pornography, four times that amount is spam. True or false?
Well, I feel like he should know this, though. So.
Stick, he's lowering the smut.
I know a lot about the first part.
Yes.
The spam, not so much. Let's go with false.
It is true that only 10 to 13% of index data on the internet is pornography.
There's more spam?
There is more spam on the internet than there is pornography.
They gotta change that.
I mean,
that
it depends.
Song.
It depends on how erotic you think spam is, I guess.
The internet is for spam.
Have you ever seen one of those cans? Spam is very erotic.
It's crazy.
I know that song, by the way. The internet is for
spam.
I was actually watching the show The Doctors yesterday. Now there's a new thing called fake porn where people can actually steal your picture and they can create it where it looks like you.
That's so weird.
It's horrible.
If anybody wants to do that with me, just give me a call.
You're hilarious. I love it. All right, so you have failed your question. So it's time to put that dog collar around your neck.
All right.
Let me know if you need any help, Stick.
Now you're going on. You're going all the way up to 100%. Yeah. You're risking it.
I like to keep it 100.
So
keep it
100. Let me just put this out there. The only other person that we've ever put 100% on is Shaw Evans.
Mm-hmm.
That's our boy, and he didn't even feel the 100 because he's so strong.
So
we'll
see if you're as strong as Shaw Evans.
Right. Now,
is that loose?
It's I tightened it a little bit so I don't have to hold it.
Okay, good. Okay. It's supposed to be snug.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah. I can tighten it even more.
I don't want to choke you.
Nice and tight.
You don't want? Okay.
I do.
Yeah. Oh,
there it is.
Okay.
Oh, I can't believe I got that question wrong.
So I'm just going to assume that what we have on this is not what he's singing.
Oh, yeah, no. Stick, would you care to share what song you'll be singing today?
I'm going to be singing Summertime Magic by Childish Gambino.
Oh, look at that.
Or Donald Glover, if you will.
Or the DG.
Orlando Calrissian.
He's very talented. Are you ready, my fine man? Again, I'll be zapping you.
Okay.
At 100.
I'm ready.
Just to show everybody on Facebook Live, this is real.
It is on 100, and it is a real dog collar and a
this
real.
This is real.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Amazon.
Yay. All right, Stick. Here we go, honey.
Okay. All right. I've got a little bit of time here. You should probably add me on Snapchat. It's got some kittens. Stickabod. Stickabod.
I saw the kitten store yesterday. It's super cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you have a fabulous Snapchat page, too.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
All right.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
You feel like summertime.
Oh, yeah.
You took this heart of mine.
I didn't know he had such a good voice.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be my Valentine in the summer.
Oh, I didn't warm up.
In the summer.
I'm so sour.
I love it.
You are my only one.
Wow. Yeah. We should turn the lights down.
Just dancing.
Light some candles.
I'm turned on.
Oh!
There it is.
Oh.
Oh my God, your face.
It locked.
Oh my God. It locked.
Did it lock your jaw?
Yeah,
you
totally
locked.
Locked my face.
Oh,
it's
honey.
It's okay. You like it though, right? You're good?
I do.
Do you want to keep going?
Yeah,
I mean, you're so good at it.
Do love me.
Oh, look at the look he gives you.
Look at him.
He's like Sarah. He's serenading you.
Yes, keep it going. Oh my gosh.
I lost my place.
Oh my gosh.
Zap me again.
Okay. Really?
Last time. Here we go.
Okay.
Do let me do. Oh, God, do let me do.
Oh, there it is.
Jeez.
I know, it sucks, right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Some say it sucks.
Bless you. Okay, once again, Stick, thank you so much for coming in for the electric chair. We love you, honey.
Thank you. I'm awake now.
Woohoo!
Good morning.